Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, and welcome to Yogscast.
Hello, you are listening to the Yog Pod. I feel like Terry Wogan. I've been turned into Terry Wogan. You're listening, me is, to the Yog Pod. See, when I try and do Terry Wogan, it doesn't sound anything like him. But when I try and do a Welsh accent, it ends up sounding like Terry Wogan.
You're listening to the Yog Pod.
Well, this is from Ripley's Believe It or Not Big Compendium Book of Facts.
Is it like 1984 edition? Like you got it for your third birthday or something?
No, it's a... Jesus, can you hear that? Hear me opening the fucking book. It's a fairly new book, but obviously, I mean, it's got a story from 1985 in there.
Did your mother buy it for you for Christmas one year?
No, I had to buy it myself.
Why did you buy it yourself? Oh, you bought it yourself for Christmas.
Are you asking me why I went out and bought a book for myself? Is that
no.
A weird thing to do?
Just
you
the
went
big
out
book
and
of
bought a
fucking
book
fact.
For yourself.
Why didn't you buy the Guinness Book of Records? Surely that's a superior reference book.
Oh, shit, though. It's boring. It's full of people who just, you know, are in the record books for eating a lot of pies. Yeah, well done. Well done there. You ate a lot of pies. Grats. Well done.
All, like,
FTW
drew
M8.
Their fingernails out for, like, 10 years.
There's probably something in here about that. There's something about a guy who's grows horns.
Well, we'll get to it eventually. So don't worry about finding it.
Is that it? We're just going to read from this book just over and over again through the thousands of little articles. Oh, I've got such a good anecdote about library finds. Oh, everybody's got a story, haven't they, about library finds?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
Oh, come on. How can you not have a tale? A long, wonderful, winding,
I'm banned
feral
from telling
cat of a tale.
Anecdotes, anyway, on the Yog Pod. After that awful snow anecdote that I told that just went on forever and eventually got cut, which is the reason why we're not doing a Snowcast Part 2.
The thing is, it had no real point to it. It was a very odd story. Very odd. It had no hook. There was nothing interesting about it at all. There was no, like, conflict or drama or irony,
no moral
or humour. I've learned nothing from it. It was a complete waste of time. Totally. I came away from that story just older but no wiser.
Just older.
Do you know, I've got a massive grey patch in my beard. It's very odd. Because I'm only 30.
Is it
I've got
yogurt?
This big fucking patch. Is it yogurt? What did you say?
Yeah, is it yogurt?
It's not yogurt. Why would I keep yogurt in my beard? That's weird. That's a very
not
odd thing
keep
to do.
It, just like splash it on your face when you were, you know, eating.
Splash? Can you even splash yogurt? I mean, it's quite a viscous liquid, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure if you like were swimming in yogurt, you could splash someone with the yogurt.
Where would you go swimming in yogurt?
Actually,
where are
if
you going?
Were
that
swimming,
you...
like no, just theoretically imagine that there was a swimming pool full of yogurts, right? Could you splash someone
what
the
fuck
with
are you talking
the
about? What are you talking about? A swimming, a
this
swimming
isn't really
pool
a question.
Full of yogurt.
It's like a scientific question.
So I mean, this,
can you
this
splash
is
yogurt?
Be, is this like some Zen philosophical thing?
No,
is there some point
serious
this,
scientific
getting?
Question. Can you splash yogurt onto your
can
beard?
I mean, there is kind of really liquidy, watery yogurt, which you get in, like, bottles, isn't there? What was that called? Yop. Was it Yop? Yop. Yop. Yop.
Oh, God! Yop!
That was odd, wasn't it? It was just... It was liquidy, weird, watery yogurt. You just drink. Drink yogurt. You just chug it down.
I think things like that are designed for your children's lunchbox.
Yop, me mama. Yop, yop, ye mama. Yop, for when the morning come.
Goodness me.
That was the advert.
That was certainly out of tune enough to warrant being
what?
On the Yog Pod.
I tried to actually sing that in tune.
You sounded like... who's that black guy who died recently?
Hello!
No, not Lionel Richie. Barry White. You sounded like Barry White.
Barry White died recently?
Yeah.
Let's check this. 6 years ago! He died 6 years ago!
6 years ago? Oh dear.
How is that recent? How is that recent? 6 years
why
ago?
Why do you pick up on stuff? That's relatively recent.
Wikipedia, man. Wikipedia. Like, I can call you on any bullshit fact that you throw at me. Died recently. See, that immediately got my alarm bells ringing there.
What do you... Oh, God. 2003.
So, you're saying I sound like an out-of-tune, dead, large black man?
Yes, yes. When you did the Yop advert song.
God, how can we talk about
yogurt? I didn't say I didn't
again?
Like it. I didn't say I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it, man. It was great.
Do you want me to serenade you?
Go on then.
Hello!
Hi.
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. No, I can't actually remember the lyrics. I just thought I'd point that out in case you didn't catch on to the fact.
I thought they were the lyrics, those just random sort of dum-de-dum noises.
No, I mean, Lionel Richie from, you know, he was from the days where they had proper lyrics to songs and they didn't, you know, sing na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah. Not like nowadays.
Like, yeah, like Tina Barrett's
fucking
new song,
music these days.
And the theme music from Katamari Damacy.
What?
God. You know the game that you play, that you like, roll up things? And there's, like, a King
what?
Of the Stars. Have you
Hang
not heard
on.
Of this game?
Hang
Katamari.
On. You're talking about that weird green monstery shape with, like, a massive cylinder cheeks thing. It's like a Teletubby.
Yeah, the king. Yeah.
But, like, it's green. And they're all weird creatures. And there's some sort of Japanese game that's just become a massive 4chan meme.
Oh, God, is it? The music's quite good. You know, it's like na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na. Well, that's something completely different.
Isn't that Airwolf?
Airwolf. Da 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 Airwolf.
That's Black Beauty. That's Black Beauty. I mean, Airwolf was black and it was beautiful, but it wasn't a horse.
Well identified that was Black Beauty. I don't know why that was in my head.
Okay, Airwolf is na 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 na.
Stop it. Oh, for fuck's sake, you can't...
Hello! Sorry, I'm just crapping myself a bit there.
It goes...
Now you have to say na. Na. That is terrible. Just doing it at different points in the fucking tune.
Oh man, Airwolf.
Knight Rider, but with a helicopter, wasn't it?
Yogpod, you are listening to.
Okay, think of a famous song, a really famous song that everybody knows.
Love in This Club by Usher featuring Young Jeezy.
What? Wow. Okay. I was thinking like maybe something by the Beatles, but I mean that's good. That's good as well. Okay, now do it only using the word nah. Sing the song with Nas.
Na 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 na. The problem is rapping with the word nah is a bit more awkward.
What, because nah doesn't rhyme with nah?
No. I'm not saying it would be awkward in terms of the actual like semantics of the lyrics. I mean, if you had to write it down, it would be very simple.
I mean, you just copy and paste the word nah 200 times. Na 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 na.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Yes, Hadaway.
That was brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Is it my turn?
I feel much better about myself now. Yes, your turn.
Na 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 na. 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 Na 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 na.
It's Joe Dolce with Shut Up Your Face.
Yeah, it is. Well done.
Na 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 na.
Wow, that was Alice Cooper. Welcome to the Jungle.
Alice Cooper? It's not Alice Cooper. It's Guns N' Roses.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What did you think of that rendition, though?
The thing is, I got it straight away, but I had to let you carry on doing it because it was so good.
I'm
muting
the Madia
for a second. Let's check in with the Madia. The Madia, hello.
She hasn't been talking.
Yes, hello.
How's it going? How's the show going?
Fine.
Okay.
Wow. Fine. Brilliant.
Thumbs up from Lamadia.
How many Yog stars would you give it out of 15?
13?
30? Wow.
13.
Good Christ.
Maybe Lamadia could do one.
Yeah. Can you do one, Lamadia?
Should we have... Yeah, no. We want to hear you go, nah.
I feel like we need, like, female one.
Nah.
Oh. What song was that?
Don't know. No, I have to think of some things that come back. You do realise we don't have similar music tastes at all.
Really? What do you like listening to?
Mostly girly music.
Britney Spears.
Under the
Hannah seat. Montana.
Not Hannah Montana.
What were you singing? The lobster songs.
From the Little Mermaid. Mermaid. That's girly music.
What's that got?
What?
Oh, right, I see.
Boys to Men.
So Lamandia.
Fuck off, Boys to Men.
Music.
Boys to Men.
Nah,
I can't believe that
nah,
was one of Hat Tina Barrett's influences.
Na na na. Na 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 na. Na na na.
Are we gonna get in trouble for doing this?
Well, you can't tell what it is half the time. So
yeah, exactly. I didn't know what that one was. What the hell was that one?
It's Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
I don't know.
Oh my god. You've never heard of Soundgarden?
I know who Soundgarden are, but I've not really listened to their music very much. And you didn't sing it perfectly well.
Oh, God. It's quite a hard song to sing, actually. But then it's Chris Cornell singing, which, you know, can be quite difficult to ape.
Have you heard Chris Cornell's new song?
Is it about puppies?
I was thinking of using it in one of the Oscars. It's called Scream.
Well, then we'd probably...
Google Scream 2009.
It'd probably just be removed, wouldn't it? Oh, God, this song's terrible. What is this? Oh, my God, what is it? What the fuck is this?
The album is produced with Timbaland.
God. What's Timbaland doing with Chris Cornell? Fuck off. Oh, God. What is this? What is this?
I love that you say that. What is Timbaland doing with Chris Cornell?
I want to cry.
I can just imagine you turning to Timbaland and saying, fuck off.
I wish I could. This is terrible. Oh, God, no. Why has he done this? Chris, why?
It's a good song, Honeydew.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what would make it a good song? A fuckload of guitars would make it a good song. Not some shitty music that sounds like someone got a fucking Casio keyboard and pressed the demo button. This is terrible. This is worse than cancer. Oh God, the fucking comments on YouTube as well. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, people aren't happy. It's not just me. Fuck you, Chris, you motherfucker. See, that is quite the comment.
You ready yet, Lamadia?
No.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe it. He's gone from fucking Temple of the Dog to this. Where did it all go wrong?
I'm watching a Russian guy fall off a tractor.
Alright. Well, you know, I need you to be doing something important. What the fuck?
His bum comes out. It's terrible.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. So what was that? Oh God, I feel awkward now.
Sorry, I'm watching this Russian guy.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, I'm watching a guy from the Canary Islands light up a cigarette and fly in a hot air balloon. Yeah, I'm watching a video of this cat playing Hamlet. I'm watching a video of this guy. He's got three buttocks and he's lighting fireworks.
He's got three buttocks.
Yeah, two anuses or ani, I believe the plural.
Let me link you this fucking Russian tractor video.
I don't think you're being very professional about this, Cephalos. Is he drunk? Okay. Okay, this is pretty funny. Oh my God. The impact of him hitting the fucking ground.
He hits the ground so hard his trousers fall down and his bum comes out.
He must be shit faced.
Thing is, listeners to the Yog Pod are now gonna wanna watch this video. So either we cut out all of this chat about the video, or we somehow include a link to it somewhere.
Just read out the URL. Okay, it's http://www.youtube.com
What are you doing?
.com/WATCH?V=.
Stop it. How about I add it to my favourites and then people can click on it through my profile.
Yeah, that might work better, actually. Or you could just have like a tiny URL link or something. Okay. http://tinyurl.com/RussianArse One word. Russian arse.
Have you just made that?
Yes. That is a magnificent video, though. He's just so shit-faced, and he's, for some reason, trying to drive a tractor. You're listening to the Yog Pod. Yeah. Hello! That was a Chinese Lionel Richie. Hello! Is that me you're looking for?
You know when I said we were going to turn over a new leaf and do this, like, really well?
How's that working out? Oh, my God. Oh, God. The thing is, I mean, this is not going to be as bad as the last one, though. And that's kind of... I've kind of been a bit less inhibited about it. Because, you know, I realised that we've already reached our nadir. So nothing could possibly, you know, be worse than that. Nadir.
Where's that?
It's the lowest point.
Oh. In the world?
Well, no, like, a zenith, right, is the highest point. And nadir is the lowest point.
Really?
Yes. It's quite odd that I did a degree in astrophysics. I didn't finish. Just, you know, put that in there. But I did a degree in astrophysics without knowing anything at all about astronomy.
Do you reckon that's why you didn't finish it?
Well, no. I mean, most of it's got absolutely nothing to do with astronomy anyway. I mean, it's all pretty much it's very boring, really. There's a lot of nuclear physics, flux, and light. Lots of stuff to do with light. Because that's all we have to go on. Light. That's it.
How do I get Tina Barrett's music to play on her MySpace?
You might have it blocked with something. I don't know. It just automatically started playing for me.
It plays on other people's... plays on other people's pages, but not hers.
There's about 20 fucking pop-ups.
Oh! I've got a different MySpace page for Tina Barrett.
What?
There's two. She's got two MySpaces.
Oh my God.
But they've each got a similar amount of views. Not the same, though.
What the hell?
And one of them, the one you were looking at, hasn't had a comment on it since the 2nd of November. Whereas the other one, the one I was looking at, has like 10 comments in the last week.
Is there anyone from, you know, any of our...
No.
Oh. Oh, well, shit.
But that's because they wouldn't know.
I'm sure we mentioned it in the Babby Murloc video.
Yeah, we only mentioned it offhand. Oh, wow, this has got some even better things. Full name, Tina Ann Barrett. We now know her middle name. Nicknames, Tina Bell, Teeny, and Teen.
Oh, this is terrible.
Shoe size 4.
Wow.
Height 5'6". Favourite S Club storyline. I'm quite game for anything.
S Club storyline.
Sounds like a porno site, doesn't it? I'm quite game for anything.
My favourite S Club storyline. I mean, everybody has a favourite S Club storyline.
Oh, absolutely everyone.
So, Lewis, what's your favourite S Club
storyline? My favourite S Club storyline was the time...
the time the washing machine broke down and the plumber had to come.
Did you ever actually watch that programme for like a small second?
Of course not. No. What do you think I am? Some kind of pervert?
They were very awesome storylines, I will have you know.
So, I mean, what is it? They have to go and perform at a gig, but the club
they get teleported back in time to a Greece-like period, and they have to car race. And then there's a customary song at the end.
Car race in ancient Greece? How does that work?
No, in the film Greece. Right, hang on a minute.
Don't Wikipedia it!
I need to check something.
I'm quite game for anything.
We're supposed to...
So I quite like doing things that are different or wacky. Stuff like dressing up as an alien or kissing a stranger.
Or anal. Oh, God. Do you remember those pictures you found of her? In the nip. You know, the fake ones. Oh, God.
Fake nude Tina Barrett pic. When was that?
You found
them,
though.
That was last time.
You found them.
That was last time we were talking about her.
No, that was ages ago. You know, because we often talk about Tina.
Oh, God, there is something wrong with us.
It's kind of funny, though, you know, talking a lot about someone who isn't famous at all and hasn't actually been even remotely famous for quite a few years. You're listening to the YogPod.
But there was a particularly long one, which I think was for comic relief, in which they all went back in time to the 60s or something and had to have a car race in order to pay to fix their time machine or something.
They had to pay to get their time machine fixed.
Yes, they had to win the money in the car race.
They went into a fucking garage and this engineer like had his sort of flat cap on and he went, yeah, it's gonna cost a lot. I have to order the parts in.
Where's he ordering parts in for a time machine?
Well, that's what they do, isn't it? They go, oh yeah, I don't have any in. I'm gonna have to order them special.
So, I mean, what parts? What, like a flux capacitor?
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say flux capacitor, as if that was the only part of a time machine.
Well, it's the most.
You don't know anything
part.
About time machines, do you? No, you. There's not. The reverse sprocket joint is the most important part.
No, that's just the thing that fuses the flux capacitor to the warbling flange.
What about the tachyon analyzer?
Now tachyon you're taking field. A piss now, because that's not a real part of a time machine. That's just something from Star Trek.
No,
you've just given up on T-88 trying to sound technical about anything.
Laser printer.
Laser printer. An important important part of any time machine, the laser printer.
Laser printers were invented by women.
Why didn't the laser printer print out in pink, then, if it's invented by a woman?
The colour laser printer can print out in pink.
A colour laser printer? What?
Yes.
What the hell? What are you talking about? Do people also
colour
fly around on hover cars in your bizarro world where there's colour printers? Colour printers! Jesus.
Okay, guys, this is a partial list of many ingenious inventions by women. Alphabet blocks, chocolate chip cookies, circular saw, dishwasher, disposable diaper. Electric hot water heater.
Did women...
This is extremely sexist. They invented the tampon.
Did women also invent not learning to shut the fuck up?
I must say, all these inventions are either, like, they're quite domestic, really, or safety involved.
Was the washing machine and, like, the dishwasher invented by a woman? The microwave
dishwasher
oven?
Dishwasher was. Fire escape has ironing board.
Oh my
god. Ironing board!
Ironing board!
The ironing board!
Yogpod, you are listening to.
You have just been sent a personal message by Tadpole on the Yog Insquad forums. The message they sent you was, "Hello, I have been watching Yog's cast for months now and want to be your friend." This is the introduction. Okay, that's not funny. "Unfortunately, there is not a train that goes directly to my vagina."
What? It's a woman. It's a lady.
Apparently. "If I sent this twice..." This is the weirdest sentence. "If I sent this twice, I apologise. I had to pee and lost track of what I was doing." Smiley face.
LOL. Oh, wow. That is so weird. "I've watched your videos on YouTube and I want to be your friend." That's pretty odd.
Just the final sentence. I mean, there's only three sentences here. I don't know why she felt the need to, like...
She had to...
use the third sentence.
The thing is, it's a really short message and she had to pee in the middle of it.
I know! How long did you spend, like, preparing this message?
How do famous people deal with just random weirdos contacting
me? I love people contacting me. We should, like, make it part of the show. Have one of these every week. Contact me. Post on Tina Barrett's MySpace.
That is odd, though, isn't it? "I want to be your friend. I had to go pee." Maybe she got so excited typing up a message to you in the anticipation of you replying that she had to go urinate.
And while she was urinating, she forgot whether she'd pressed send or not.
You need to reply to her on, you know, in kind, in the forum message.
"Hello. What shall I say? I don't know what to say."
Oh. God.
It's insane!
You should, whatever you type, right, in a reply, at the end, say, "Sorry, I'm not sure if I sent this to you or not. I had to go take a shit halfway through."
Oh, God!
Tune in for more crap next week. Please post on Tina Barrett's MySpace. Thank you.